To begin, just take a nice deep breath in through your nose and mouth and hold it for a very short moment, then breathe out through your mouth and just start to feel your body relaxing. Find yourself somewhere where you can be comfortable, maybe in a chair or on your bed, and just begin to imagine that the air around you is a wonderful colour of calm and comfort. I wonder what colour that will be. And as you breathe in, I want you to breathe in that wonderful, calming, comforting colour so it spreads through your whole body. And as you breathe out, you can breathe out any uncomfortable feelings in your body or in your mind. Breathing in your lovely, calming, comfortable colour, and breathing out any uncomfortable feelings in your body and mind. Breathe in and breathe out. And each time you do this, you feel more and more comfortable, more and more calm. And this will continue as we go on. This is your very own resting story. I wonder now if you can imagine yourself outside in your very favourite place in nature. Maybe it's a lovely garden with beautiful flowers, all your favourite colours. And maybe you can hear the gentle sound of birds singing and feel the softness of the grass underneath your feet. Or maybe it's a lovely woodland with sunlight streaming through beneath the trees, playfully highlighting the bluebells and snowdrops on the woodland floor. It really doesn't matter where you are as long as it feels good to you. Just imagine yourself now in this lovely, calm, comfortable place. Now, I don't know where you are in your very own resting story, but I do know it's a beautiful day. The sky is a special shade of blue, very clear, and it's a warm day, a warm summer's day. And in the sky is a dazzling sun. It's so bright that you might just want to close your eyes. And you can feel the warmth of the sun on your body, helping you to feel comfortable. Just imagine this lovely place in your mind right now, where you feel safe, comfortable, happy and warm. I know how good you are at using your imagination, so I know you'll be so pleased when you realise that you can use your imagination to direct the warmth of the sun over and around your body. So just imagine now that you can direct the light from the sun over your face, and you can feel the gentle warmth of the light from the sun on your face, just warming all the muscles of your face, around your eyes, your nose and your mouth. And it is a beautiful day in your very own resting story, and you move the warmth of the sunlight down to your shoulders now, feeling the gentle warmth of the sun on your shoulders, making them feel comfortably warm. And now you direct the warmth of the sunlight down into your right arm, all the way from your shoulders down to the very tips of your fingers. It's such a beautiful day here in your lovely resting story. So you move the gentle warmth of the sunlight down into your left arm, all the way from your shoulders, down to the very tips of your fingers. And you're so good at guiding the sunlight, you find it easy now to guide it across your tummy, helping your tummy feel warm and comfortable. And now you direct the sunlight down over your right leg, you move the gentle warmth of the sunlight down your right leg, all the way down to the tips of your toes, and now the left leg. You easily guide the warmth of the sun down your left leg into the very tips of your toes. Your whole body now feeling warm and comfortable. And did you know, there is nobody else who is exactly like you, which means that you are very special indeed. So you can be very proud of yourself, just for being you, a very nice person to be. You can feel good about who you are. Always remember that your family love you very much. You make them very happy just because you are you. They like the kind and thoughtful things you do and say. They like seeing you grow more and more comfortable, braver and happier every single day. And you are growing braver and braver, happier and happier. You can wake up in the morning feeling happy and brave. You can enjoy every moment of your day, and when it's bedtime, you can feel sleepy and safe. You are happy to drift off to sleep. You feel safe and happy. Happy and comfy, knowing you can wake up in the morning feeling happy and brave and enjoy your day. You like being you because you're a good person to be. You're a happy and loving person. Each day you're learning to enjoy things a little bit more than before. You enjoy being at home. You enjoy being at school. You enjoy being with your friends. You enjoy being with your family. You enjoy being in the playground. You enjoy being in the garden. You enjoy trips out with your family. You enjoy trips out with your friends. And each day, you enjoy yourself just a little bit more. And do remember that you are a very, very special person. There is nobody else who is exactly like you, which means that you are very special indeed. So you can be very proud of yourself, just for being you, a very nice person to be. Always remember, your family love you very much. You make them so very happy, just because you are you. And now you are so calm and comfortable in your favorite place in nature. I want you to look around and notice what you see. Do you see the green of the grass or the trees? Do you see the bright colours of flowers? Whatever you see, I want you to look around and find a nice spot to sit. Somewhere where you feel comfortable and safe. And somewhere where you can see the sky above you. And now you feel so comfortable and safe, you can just lie back on the ground and look up at the beautiful blue sky. And in the sky, you can see a small, white, fluffy cloud way off in the distance. This cloud interests you. You feel excited to see it, as you know this cloud has been sent especially to help you. And as this cloud gradually gets nearer, you can see that this is the largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember seeing. And you know with absolute certainty that you can let all your worries and fears and uncomfortable feelings drift up into this fluffy white cloud. You can actually see those feelings drifting away from you up into the clouds like a spiral. A bit like smoke spiraling up from a bonfire. All those worries, fears and uncomfortable feelings just spiraling away from you towards this fluffy white cloud. This cloud takes all your worries into itself. It swallows up all your fears and uncomfortable feelings. And as it does so, the cloud gets darker and darker. Until, just as the cloud is so dark that it's almost black, just as the last part of all your worries and fears disappear inside it, the glorious sun bursts through, dissolving every one of your worries, every one of your fears and your uncomfortable feelings, so that they can never bother or trouble you again, leaving you feeling so comfortable, brave and happy in your own very special resting story. And now, all your worries and fears have dissolved. You can choose what you want to do next. You can settle back into your comfortable position there, feeling safe and warm and happy, feeling a bit sleepy and comfy, and you can just allow your eyes to close, and you can just drift off into a lovely comfy sleep. Or you can pick yourself up and take a walk in your favourite place in nature, knowing that you no longer have any worries or fears or uncomfortable feelings. Knowing that you can explore your favourite place in nature, feeling brave, happy and comfortable. The choice is yours. And did you know, all of your life can be fun and can be a joy. And it actually depends on how you think, because how you think determines how you feel, and how you feel influences the world around you. And whenever you allow your mind to become focused on your problems, you drag problems into the future with you, and they will attract more of the same. Any negative thought patterns will feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch your thinking around. Focus your thought energy on how you want things to be, rather than how you don't want them to be. And withdraw all your thought energy from the problems, so that you attract solutions. And you attract good things like a magnet. Your subconscious mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, will present itself as though what you've been always looking for has been looking for you. And the incredible fact is that it has. And now, while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, a little octopus lived in a warm, shallow waters close to a sandy beach. Do you know how many legs an octopus has? Yes, 8. And do you know what they're called? That's right, tentacles. Well, this little octopus loved to wrap its tentacles around things and hang on. It might grab hold of fish and go for a fun ride. It might hang on to a solid rock that felt strong and secure. One day, the little octopus was out exploring. It saw a strong, sturdy anchor hanging below a ship. Immediately, the little octopus wrapped its tentacles around the anchor and hung on. Then something scary happened. The anchor began to drop, sinking down into darker, colder waters where the little octopus had never been before. The little octopus didn't like it, but didn't know what to do. What do you think you would do if you were the octopus? Would you hang on or let go? Well, the little octopus hung on until, with a thump, the anchor landed on the seafloor. Then it hung on tighter. It was frightened and scared of this strange place, and it still didn't know what to do. Just then it saw a friendly-looking fish swimming towards it in a gentle, relaxed motion. "Help," called the little octopus. "Can you help me?" "Yes, I can help you," said the fish. Its eyes seemed kindly and caring. "But first, you have to help yourself. You need to let go of that anchor before I can show you a way." Still, the little octopus didn't know what to do. The anchor felt strong. If the octopus let go, it would be alone in the water all by itself. It looked at the fish. The fish nodded encouragingly, and the little octopus began to slowly peel off one tentacle at a time. Having so many legs or arms, and a tentacle is a bit like both, can be nice if you want to hug someone you love. But it can make hard work of it if you want to let something go. The last one was the hardest. It needed to hold on just a little longer before building up the courage to set itself free. The kindly fish waited, encouraging and congratulating. When the little octopus let go of the anchor, the fish said gently, "Follow me." It swam back and forth, gradually making its way up toward the bright, warmer waters, guiding the little octopus in a way that it could repeat if it ever got caught out of its depth again. The little octopus felt stronger and happier as it swam on. It caught up with the fish and, for a while, they swam side by side. No longer did it need to follow. At times it began to swim ahead, taking the lead and making its own way forward. No longer did it need to feel out of its depth. In fact, this had been a real adventure. Before long, the fish said, "No longer do you need me. You can swim on strongly by yourself now. Enjoy it." The little octopus thanked the fish and swam upward. The waters continued to grow brighter and warmer. Light rippled off the surface and shone into the sea, highlighting the yellows, reds and blues of the tiny fish that darted in and out of the colourful coral. The things around the little octopus seemed much the same as before, but now the octopus felt different, stronger and more confident. Then it did something an octopus doesn't usually do. It crawled up onto the beach and stretched out on the sand, basking in the warm sun. It felt nice to relax for a while and do nothing in particular. The little octopus looked at the limestone cliffs behind the beach. Maybe it had learned to like having adventures. Maybe doing something new didn't feel as scary as it had before. The cliffs looked tempting. The little octopus wondered what it would be like to climb to the top. Carefully, it began its climb towards the cliff top. The going was not always easy, but the little octopus was excited by the challenge. At times it was a struggle, but the little octopus pressed on, and wow, what a feeling when it stood on the top. A cool breeze blew in from the ocean. As naturally as if it had been doing it all its life, the little octopus spread its tentacles out like wings and began to lift on the breeze. Like an eagle, it soared into the air, riding the gentle currents, experiencing the joy of flying. Looking down, the little octopus saw the ocean below. That was where it was going. Who would have guessed that an ordinary little octopus could have flown to such heights? Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible. It used to envy the small tree. But it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go and just let it happen." And so the next time when that wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground and you can have inner stability. Even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life. And you can allow that to happen all by itself. And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things. So happy to know it could recall in a new way pleasant images and pleasant memories. And you now look to the future in that way that tells you that things will go well, that you will succeed, that you are special, intelligent, and capable. And in this way you program yourself to succeed, and you will succeed. You now look to the future and see only good things and good people happening to you as you move forward to grasp opportunities. You have all the confidence you need to build upon, all the abilities, all the capacity to be that person that you want to be, special and exciting. You can now be aware you are the equal of all, relaxed and comfortable in every situation. And you can unlearn any feelings of fear or lack of confidence. You now take a deep breath, relax yourself from head to toe, and take the image into your mind of you, happy and secure, confident and self-assured, as you tell yourself, I can, I will. And you will become more and more aware that if life's situations are not the way you always want them, you'll work to change them, without frustration, without anger, without being bothered. You'll work to change things that are not the way you want them, and you'll do it with a calm, peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. When you cannot change things, you will accept them calmly. You'll be aware that anger and frustration do not help. Sometimes no means no, and you have to accept that. Sometimes we need to do the things that we don't want to do, and we have to accept that too. Starting today, you'll work to change anything that is changeable that you can change, with peace of mind, without being bothered, without frustration, without anger. You will be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, dangers of the future, which will probably never occur anyway. Most of the things you worry about won't happen anyway. You'll let your worries go, you'll enjoy the day, and you'll let yourself go, enjoying yourself as worries drop out of your life. Now each and everything you do better than you've ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind, calm, relaxed and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more. Your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. From now on, you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special, your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday is gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live, and then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose to which reality is yours, and you will you not? Now, if it's time to go to sleep, you can just let yourself drift off into a lovely sleep, and tomorrow you'll wake up feeling refreshed, relaxed, revitalized and energized, full of confidence, full of self-belief, able to approach everything in your day calmly. So now just let yourself drift off as the music fades away.